can you describe what the process is? If I'm a parent and I show up in my car today and I'm looking for food, what's the process for me?
You just show up, you let us know how many kids you need to feed, you receive the food items for those students, and then we hope that you come back tomorrow because we're here 5 days a week to make sure we provide breakfast and lunch for our families. As we go through the week, more schools will come online, and then next week we'll have a more citywide coordinated effort. So for the most part, families probably will be able to be in walking distance to a site to be able to come get a very nutritious meal for breakfast and lunch.
And so the student doesn't have to be present, is that right?
That is correct. Students do not have to be present. We do know that in some family, they may have multiple kids, so instead of putting all those kids in the car or having all those students to be able to walk to a site, that family member can come and pick up those meals for those for our students.
And can you tell me a little bit about the precautions being taken, health precautions at sites like this one, to make sure that these don't also propagate the spread of the virus?
Yeah, so even as we are here at Havens Elementary School, like the pickup for the food is outside because we want to be able to ensure safety. We want our kids to have their meals, but then also we don't want to complicate things because we do know that we're in a very serious crisis here in the city of New Orleans because of COVID-19.
If you don't have a student at that school, can you still get food at that school?
So when it comes down to the food, you do not have to go to the school that you attend, but the school that's closest to where you are. Now, you may end up coming to a site that also is distributing food, but you'll see other materials because here at Havens, for example, we want to make sure that education continues, so the educators at this particular school have the packets set up, so families are also coming in to pick up the packets for the students who are attending this particular school as well. So a lot that's going on right now, but I must say this is what our educators do when we have tough times. Even during the regular school year, the challenges that our students and our families face every single day, we always respond to them in such a positive way, just as you see today.
There was some discussion at first of maybe using school buses to help deliver food. Is that idea off to the side now?
So we are still looking into the potential of using bus routes to also drop food off to our students and our family. And as we go through the week, we'll know more and we'll put that final plan. And once we get that final plan out, we will make sure that it's on our website at nolapublicschools.com and push it out to our entire community at large.
What does this closure mean for testing? I know there's a lot of resources that can be attached to standardized testing. What is this closure period going to mean for that process?
Yes, our acting state superintendent is in contact with all superintendents across the state. And so right now, when it comes down to state testing, we're just yielding to the State Department of Education for guidance. But more importantly, what we're doing right now is telling our students and our family, don't worry about that right now. What we want people to be concerned with, number one, is their safety and those tips. Social distancing, washing your hands, remaining clean. And then the next thing we want to make sure our families know is that we're here to feed them, breakfast and lunch. And then the third thing is really, in this interim period of time, our schools have given our students, whether it's packets and things to work on, remain engaged. And as we go through the weeks, we'll provide them, our families, with more information. And then at that time, we can worry about other things. But as far as statewide testing, we're leaving that in the hands of the State Department of Education. But right now, those three priorities, really what I want our families to concentrate on, because we're concerned about them, and all that other stuff will take care of itself at the appropriate time.
Well, Harris Lewis, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.